إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. Today, alhamdulillah, we leave this beautiful place of Sitsikama National Park, and as I sit here watching the sun, gradually the light strengthening on the horizon, the sea in the foreground, waves beating ceaselessly on the shore, it's a symbol of effort, of long-term ceaseless effort, the effort that does not even look to see what results it has, because if you look at the results, they're almost nothing. The waves beat against the rocks, and they have beaten against the rocks for centuries. But from our perspective of a human life, you actually see no impact at all. So the waves of the ocean beating against the rocks are in one way a sign of ceaseless effort that produces no effect, which is rather a hopeless symbol if you look at it. But if you look at it in the perspective of actual time, then one can have no doubt that the waves of the ocean have effect, and that effect is long lasting. It takes time, but it takes a long time. It lasts for a long time. I want to remind myself and you about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى مَتَّقُونِي يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, He said that the best provision for the journey is taqwa. And these ayat came with relation to Hajj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the best provision is taqwa, and therefore have taqwa, O people of intelligence. Be concerned about not offending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above all else. I remind myself and you that taqwa, may Allah make us among the muttaqeen, that taqwa frees us, gives us two benefits. A person of taqwa has two benefits. One is that his taqwa, his desire never to displease Allah, his fear of the anger of Allah, his fear of the displeasure of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This taqwa ensures that he stays away from sin. It ensures that he never does anything which he has to regret. It ensures that he never does something that he has to feel sad about. It keeps him away from sin. If he ever does anything wrong, then he immediately makes tawbah with the complete certainty in the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he promised to forgive all sins and to convert them into good deeds. If he does anything, if he wrongs any person, he immediately apologizes and makes sure that he is correct in terms of huquq al-ibad, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he will not forgive. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Allah will not forgive a person if he has wronged somebody else until that person forgives him first. And so therefore, if you wrong someone else, it is essential to ensure that you correct yourself in that respect before we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. So a person of taqwa, the first benefit that taqwa gives him is that it ensures that he stays on the straight and narrow, that he does not do anything which he has to regret. He does not commit any sin, he does not deliberately ever do anything to offend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not do anything which has a chance of incurring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second benefit that taqwa gives the person is that the person, because he is aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, it gives him great confidence. It gives him a huge amount of confidence in the future. He is not afraid of anything because Allah is with him. When he is aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-akbar, that he is the greatest and the most powerful of anything and everything, that all that he has created in this world is absolutely nothing compared to the greatness and magnificence and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person of taqwa, the person who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who is aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has no fear in the future. He has no fear about the future. He has no fear about anything. He does not fear anything in the makhluq. He has no anxieties. He has none of those. Because he is, alhamdulillah, somebody who has complete and total reliance on tawakkul on the only one who can guarantee results, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For everyone else, his results are an issue of the law of averages. They are an issue of trying very hard, but we don't know what will happen. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah promised something, he will deliver. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, one of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised was to give us rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna Allaha huwa ar-razzaqu dhul quwwatil matin," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives rizq, and he gives it from his power. So therefore, the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are completely and totally true. There is no doubt about the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. So my brothers and sisters, the person of taqwa has two benefits, as I said. One is, the person has no sadness, he has no regret, because he does not do anything which will produce that regret. And the second one is that he has no fear in the future. He has no fear of anything in the world, and he has no fear of anything to happen in the world, because he has complete and total reliance, and he has total tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just want to remind myself and you, what are these two qualities? Lack of sadness and lack of fear. What are these two qualities? Where are they? To whom are these ascribed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascribed these two qualities to people of the Jannah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun," they will have no fear and they will have no sadness. Lack of fear with respect to the future, lack of sadness with respect to the past, are the two qualities of the people of Jannah. And these are the qualities which are the qualities that taqwa produces. A person who is a muttaqi has these two qualities even in this dunya. And as a result of that taqwa, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him Jannah, in which his state will be a state in which there is no fear and no huzn. There is no sadness and there is no regret and there is no fear. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the muttaqeen, and to make us among those who he will be pleased with when we meet him, to make us among those who can live our lives in a way which is pleasing to him jalla jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Today we begin our journey to Cape Town, and we ask for your dua, inshallah, for a safe and comfortable journey. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ.